ISIS, or the Islamic State, is in the market for oil industry workers to manage oil fields they've seized. The group was reportedly even advertising for managers on the black market and willing to pay $225,000 a year. The Times of London cited a source saying ISIS wants to recruit skilled professionals who are, quote, ideologically suitable. Oil, along with ransom and extortion, has made ISIS one of the wealthiest terrorist organizations in the world. But recently there have been reports of problems at ISIS oil fields, including an explosion which injured workers. Louay Al-Khatib is a visiting fellow of the Brookings Doha Center and the founder of the Iraq Energy Institute in London. He joins us via Skype. Louay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we know that ISIS has been successful recruiting fighters from places like Europe and other Western countries, but what are the chances that the Islamic State could realistically find somebody with those technical skills you're looking for?
Quite high, especially when we know that at least 30% of the foreign fighters are from Saudi Arabia, and there are plenty of people that worked with oil companies there. Most probably willing to join forces. I mean, we've seen doctors and people with various professions join the group over the past 3 months and even took part in the suicide bombing acts in Iraq. Mm. So finding engineers who sympathize with ISIS and basically join them to help their cause and it's very much possible. Over the past week or so, I saw pictures of engineers circulating in social networks. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that many petroleum engineers would have joined already and helping them to basically keep up the oil production in the various areas in Syria and Iraq.
Well, we're hearing a salary of $225,000 for whoever might be interested in this job. And I'm kind of afraid to even ask, is that a competitive wage?
Well, the incentives is not much of an influencing factors. What really attracts those people is the ideological and basically the cause.
Right.
It's a very much a sectarian war, and it will attract people with a sectarian tendencies to basically join these forces. Of course, financial incentives will add value to the whole package, but the reason behind it is ideological.
So these oil fields, obviously huge revenue generators for the Islamic State. Can you give us an idea how much are we talking about here? How much oil are they moving? Where is it going? Who's buying it?
Well, put it this way, whatever oil fields ISIS seized over the past, well, since June in Iraq, they're mostly marginal fields. But even those marginal fields can produce quite a significant production that could sustain such movement. So in Iraq, for example, since June, they seized oil fields with a capacity of 80,000 barrels. Having said that, they only managed to produce 20% to 25% of that capacity. Of course, after the U.S. airstrikes, the level of production been reduced. Having said that, the control of across the border in Syria continued to be intact. Yes, the U.S. airstrikes managed to hit a number of small rudimentary refineries, but the oil production continued there. I mean, we have to take into consideration that ISIS is in control of a territory the size of Austria and the stretch between two countries. And 60% of all the oil resources in Syria under the control of ISIS, being in the eastern part of Syria.
Wow. And we know that the money that they're generating is going to fund their activities. Can you put a dollar figure on what the production is?
Minimum of $2 million to $3 million.
Per day.
But even these cash flow contributes to purchasing refined products from Turkey and from adjacent regions. Mm. Also, the ISIS rely very much on importing products from Turkey. So they use all the cash flow they make.
Does the Islamic State have the equipment, the infrastructure, and the gear that's needed to sell and transport all of this oil to get it to market? How much of a challenge will that new employee face trying to get that stuff out?
So we're talking about from like the basically extraction of the oil into the transport, the refining facilities by using the mobile refineries. So there are a number of basically vacancies need to be filled, and I can imagine that they will need a lot of people to help them and train as we see them basically expanding in their territory. Having said that, winter will be their worst enemy. There will be an increase in demand. They need to provide supplies not only to the nearly 40,000 fighters, but also they are accountable to provide some supply to the people under their sway.
And that's who the customers are.
Their main customer base is the local, basically. And we are talking about around 8 million people.
So we've done stories that explain how the Islamic State is structured in many ways, like a functioning government. It has departments that resemble a cabinet system even. Last week, we saw the Islamic State talking about how they wanted to establish their own currency. As we see this, as we see more examples of this sort of thing, I wonder, do you think that we are in any way underestimating the growing presence and power of ISIS as a player?
Definitely. I mean, there is an underestimation of the growing of radical Islam, I would say. And ISIS is just becoming a brand of the extreme radical Islam that has been fueled by people from around the world, but most specifically countries that share the same similar school of thoughts. We've seen that the number of fighters are growing by the day. At least 50% of the fighters are basically from all over the world.
Louay Al-Khatib, a visiting fellow of the Brookings Doha Center and the founder of the Iraq Energy Institute, talking to us about the Islamic State's effort to find someone to help manage their oil fields. Thanks so much.
Thank you.